This will be Aeneid, Book 1, lines 505 to 515. So the first part of this is a little confusing because you've got foribus, media testudine, solio. All of those are combined together. They're all going to be where she is resting. All right, so start off with tum saepta armis. So then, surrounded or enclosed with weapons, recedit, she sat. Subnixa, leaning on. Now, where is she leaning on? She's leaning on the foribus divi, the gates of the goddess, in media testudine templi, in the middle of the vault of the temple. So where the roof vaults and the kind of where the roof is the highest. It's a place that she stopped. And solioque, and on her throne. Now, the thing with the alte, though, is that is not an adjective modifying throne. It is an adverb, meaning on high. So, then, enclosed with weapons, she sat, leaning on the gates of the goddess and in the middle of the vault of the temple and on high on her throne. Dabat, she was giving. What was she giving? She was giving jura leges quae. She was giving rights and laws. Viris, to the men. Aequabat, she was equalizing. Laborem, the effort or the work. Operum, this is not an accusative. This is a genitive plural of opus operis. So she was equalizing the effort of the tasks, of the works. Partibus justus, in just parts, in fair parts. Aut sorte trahebat, or she was assigning jobs, basically, by lot. Cum subito, when suddenly. So she was doing all of this, she's sitting in the temple, she's doing what she needs to do as a queen, when suddenly, Aeneas vidit, Aeneas sees. Sees what? You got a ketere. This is actually an indirect statement, and you have four subjects. You have anthea, sergestum, fortim cloanthum, alius tucrorum. So when suddenly Aeneas sees Antheus, Sergestus, brave Cloanthus, and others of the Trojans approaching. Concursu magno, in a large crowd. All right, so you can do it that way, or you could do it kind of a backwards translation. You could say when suddenly Aeneas sees approaching in a great crowd, Antheus, Sergestus, and brave Cloanthus, and the other Trojans. Okay, so that would be fine too. The quos, your relative pronoun that's coming next, is actually going with Antheus, Sergestus, Cloanthus, and the alios. All right, so whom, the ater turbo, the black storm, aquare dispulerat, had scattered on the sea. Penitusque awexerat, and had carried away deep within alias oris, other shores. Obstipuit simul ipse. The ipse is he himself. So Aeneas himself, simul at the same time, obstipuit, stood agape. Simul at the same time, acates precursors. Acates was astounded. Laetitiaque metuque, both by happiness and by fear. Awidi, the eager men, ardebant, they burned. Conjungere dextras, to join right hands. This means that, you know, right hands is what you, they were what you fought with, but also how you greeted. And so this would be, they're wanting to get out there and talk to their companions and give them a handshake and say hello. So the eager men burn to join right hands. But res incognita, the unknown situation, turbat, disturbs their animos, their minds, maybe even their souls. So in the uncertainty of the situation, it's a little bit perplexing for them. They're not sure whether to be happy or afraid. They're not sure quite what's going on. All right, so the whole translation one more time. Then, enclosed with weapons, she sat in the gates of the goddess, in the middle of the vault of the temple, and on high on her throne. Iura dabat legesque. She was giving rights and laws to the men. She was aequabat laborum. She was equalizing the labor, the effort of the operum, of the works, the tasks, in just parts, or she was assigning them by lot. When suddenly Aeneas sees approaching in a great crowd Antheus and Sergestus and brave Cloanthus and others of the Trojans, whom the dark storm had scattered on the sea and had carried away deep within other shores. At the same time, he himself stood agape. At the same time, Achates was astounded by both happiness and by fear. The eager men burn to join right hands, but the unknown situation disturbs their minds. All right, now be careful when you're translating this, because you kind of go back and forth. You got reset it, she sat, then you got a couple imperfects in there, then you got weed it, then dispulerat, awexerat, obstituate. You're going back and forth between tenses, so double check yourself and make sure that you're in the right tense.